Okay, here's the voice. The same voice you were just hearing just a few minutes ago. Tell me who you're hearing.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same.
Beautiful love song. By this man, who also sang this song.
If you walk across the sands of time to that mountain by the shore, where Israel made Moses' life so hard, and Joshua said it mostly, then I say it one time more. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Same voice, same person singing that song was earlier in his career singing this song.
Every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile.
Okay, so now I know many of you know this song, you know the group, give me both the name of the song and the name of the group singing the song, performing the song. Yes, no question about it. Always and forever by Heatwave.
There'll always be sunshine.
I'll let you hear some more of that. I know a lot of you really love that song. That is one beautiful song. A man very, very poetically singing to the one he loves about why she means so much to him. All right, we're going to come back to that. We're going to be coming back to This Week in Song. We got to wrap it up with the rest of the quiz. How did you do? Because you know, no cheating. You got to pull it from your memory bank. No cheating, ladies and gentlemen. Pull it from your memory bank. The name of the lead singer for Heatwave. Because the former lead singer for Heatwave is also the person you heard singing that beautiful song of dedication to his Lord and Savior, song entitled I'll Do It. All right, back to our brains. Sleepiness, alertness, short-term memory, even exercise performance are all linked to, would you believe, the rhythm of body temperature. However, the morning is still a very important part of the day. How many of you would have thought about body temperature having to do with sleepiness, alertness, short-term memory? And I know some of you thinking, exercise performance, come on. But think about how often we've been told that before we really start getting into a rigorous exercise routine, we need to first warm up. There you go. Warm our bodies up. Warm our muscles. Warm our ligaments. Warm our tendons. Warm up first. Yes. The rhythm, though, of body temperature. There was a study of Japanese workers that found that we respond better to stressful events in the morning. These workers were presented with a stress test either 2 hours or 10 hours after waking up to represent performing a stressful task either first thing in the working day or last thing before leaving the office. The study found that workers' cortisol levels were significantly increased after the early test, but not after the late one. Now, let's keep in mind what cortisol means to us. Cortisol plays an important role in protecting our bodies. And this according to Yujiro Yamanaka, who's a professor from Hokkaido University in Japan. And he reminds us that cortisol is the main hormone that's involved in the fight or flight response. There you go. I'm telling you what, hats off to you, hats off to you. Several of you remembered that cortisol has to do with fight or flight, fight or flee, fight or flight response. Cortisol, main hormone, not the only one, but the main hormone involved in that response. And without the release of cortisol, important parts of the fight or flight response don't happen. Cortisol regulates our blood pressure, for example. It also increases blood sugar levels. So that ensures that when you're stressed, you don't feel panicky, but you have the presence of mind and the energy to do something about whatever it is that's making you afraid. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a big difference between just being afraid and actually taking fear to such a high level that it's actually panic. Panic is a much higher level of fear that makes it difficult for us to think clearly. Takes away, fights against our presence of mind. All right, so cortisol helping to help us know it's time to either fight or flee, but also regulating blood pressure, increasing blood sugar levels so that when we're stressed, we don't feel panicky. I'm telling you again, ladies and gentlemen, I know I've said this before, but it is true. And I know you see it too. We are awesomely made. And think about it. The part of us that we don't see, responding to what we do see, and responding with all of our being. We would just conclude that if we become afraid of something, no big deal. That's just spiritual. No, not really. Some of you recall how I've been sharing with you that emotions, including fear, are also centered in the brain. All right. Just the things that you do. We're going to be coming back. When we come back, see if you can give me at least first or last name of this former lead singer for Heatwave. And I'll be telling you some more about him. Well, reminding you of some more about him, because what I'm going to do is just simply share with you some more information that I shared earlier this week. It's quiz time. With this week in song on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host will be right back.